Now it's time for Nevin this Friday morning. I should have the double decks out though, the old because not satisfied with cooking everything he's ever seen, he's now decided to take to the decks. What do you like, Nevin? You're DJing now.
No, I'm not, Marty. I'm having a bit of fun, and that's what it is. And it was always kind of a passion of mine, you know, food and music. And yeah, they're my old decks for my 21st birthday that Imelda got revamped for Christmas. And I had a huge collection. Oh. It's all dance music. Don't worry.
It's
I'm
all
not
dance music.
Take your job.
Right.
I think you'd switch off.
But I know. Didn't I work at nightclubs for half my life, for God's sake? Listen, yeah. So what were you playing? What sort of stuff were you playing?
Well, it would have been kind of progressive house and then some trance, and I used to work in Germany, so I got some records there, and in Luxembourg, and then I used to go up every second week to Dublin, Marty, get the bus from Enniskillen and get records in Temple Bar and Abbey Dis, and then there was Power Music, it was called. So it was, I spent all my wages on it, to be honest with you.
And
you laugh at this, I used to go in on a Wednesday and a Saturday night, because the restaurant wasn't busy. We'd finish at 11, half 11. But I'd go in and play the last hour in a nightclub called Mirage. And
where was that?
I got paid. And it was in Enniskillen. I never got paid. I got in free, so I was delighted.
But you had a chance. You had a chance to play the tunes. That's
great.
I can see the fine dining now going on in McNean's, and somebody's saying, I'd like that dish that I saw in your lovely book. And if you could put on a little bit of progressive house, please, Nevin, while we're having dinner. You might clear the house. Well, I'm delighted you have this new thing. That's great fun. And I love the fact that's a great idea.
I have time now, and from doing me with videos, and just, I've always loved the music. It's always been, and I probably never spoke about it before because it was put away, and the decks were up in my mum's attic. Amela got them revamped. Like, their techniques, that, you know, they're good. It's good quality, you know. I have a good Bose speaker, so I'm having a bit of fun. Amela has me out in the shed. Sure, it's a bit of crack. So
she's not going to let you into the house with that, I can assure you that.
Oh, definitely not. No,
she's not really trans.
Because a lot of people were asking me, does Marty know this and that? And we were having good banter. And I said, don't tell Marty. Oh, you'll find out.
I find out everything eventually.
It's a bit of fun. That's all it is.
No, it is. It's great fun.
You do, well, I'll tell you. Well, better man.
No, well, absolutely. Well, now, listen, how much fun are we going to have with the food? What have you got for me today?
We're going to have lots of fun with the food, because I have two delicious kind of meat-free recipes that are vegetarian, that can be made ahead, and they're really delicious, and there's something I make regularly, and you can add meat and fish into them, but I'll go through that. The first one we'll start off with is the curry, and it's a really, really simple. It's a spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry. Now, you can put in lots of vegetables, butternut squash, you can put in sweet potato, you can put in spinach, peppers, bulk it up. So you just put in, first of all, you start off with some rapeseed oil in a nice big pan, or pot, should I say, a couple of cloves of garlic, some ginger, so that's the base, and one onion chop, small onion, so one large one. So cook that off, Marty, and then what you need to add into that then is the spices. So I'm using a little bit of some garam masala, ground cumin, paprika, and then some turmeric. That all goes in there, gives lovely, lovely flavour to it. And then I'm going to put in some tomatoes into this, some really nice Italian tomatoes, which are just chopped, some water, you can use a vegetable stock cube and that, and you bring that to the boil, and that'll take probably about maybe 15 minutes to cook, and then you add in, no, maybe 10 minutes to cook, then you add in the cauliflower. So you trim the cauliflower, cut into florets. I like cauliflower, and it's something that, I do like it, and I think it's a very versatile vegetable.
We were talking about this a while ago, about cauliflower, you and I, and we were saying, it used to be really popular, and then it kind of became uncool or something, I don't know.
My mother used to do the cauliflower cheese, you know,
yes,
and that was a big thing for
that'd
a Sunday lunch, and
back
a nice
in the
cheese
day.
Sauce. Oh, that would have been, wow.
Would have been very exotic. We had it recently, and I loved it. So, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not lovely, and you know, you can roast it on its own, but it's really nice in this, and then what gives a lovely flavour to it, so you put in the cauliflower florets, nice big chunks, don't be too shy, spinach goes into that, and then, well, the cauliflower goes in before the spinach, excuse me, because that'll only take a couple of minutes, then a can or two of chickpeas, rinse them through, and again, you can bulk it up with peppers or all that, some chopped basil, a little bit of salt and pepper, serve it with rice, a little bit of naan bread, and some yogurt. This curry will keep for about 4 or 5 days in your fridge. And I've done this recently, Marty, but I put in some cauliflower and I put in some monkfish. So I've got some monkfish fillets and cut them into small little pieces, and they take about maybe 10, 12 minutes to cook. So, you know, they take a little bit longer than the cauliflower. That depends on the size you cut the cauliflower. And then people can just mix it up. Your audience, or your listeners, should I say, can put in some cooked chicken too. So you can mix it up.
I think this is lovely. And, but as you say, we can have chicken, we can have it as a veg, as a vegetarian dish without the meat. But I love it, just as you say, the naan bread, bit of yogurt, bit of chutney, and away you go. It's gorgeous.
That's it. It's simple and it's delicious and it's a great thing that can keep a hell. You can make ahead and keep in the fridge. And like, if you don't want to go out and get all the spices, there's a Simply Better spice produced from a company called Oco. You've heard me mentioning them in Athlone. Yeah. And they're a mild curry powder, so you can use that in turmeric and that will tick all the boxes for you.
No, that's lovely. I love the sound of this. And again, the fact you can hang on to it for a while, which is very Cavan of you, which is very good. Well done, you. So now...
love it. You don't waste anything, you know.
No, waste nothing. So look, while that's simmering, tell me what else you have.
Yes.
What?
Well... red lentils. I mean, like, my mother used to put them into soup, and this is in my latest book, The Midweek Meals, and I made it before Christmas, and I said, my God, I'm going to share this with Martin, the listener. I just think it's so delicious. So it's called red lentil and black bean chili with yogurt. Again, we're using yogurt, but there's kind of similar spices, so I'll just go through it. It's a really simple one-pot dish, which is fantastic, and can be delicious in a wrap or in a naan bread or pita bread, or just serve with rice. It really is good. And again, it keeps for about a week in your fridge. You see, what preserves these two dishes that we're talking about is the spices. It's fantastic. It keeps them looking delicious and fresh.
Right.
So one onion finely chopped, lots of carrots, celery, put that in there. Then we're going to use kind of like a jar of kind of peppers into this, which is really, really nice. And they're the roasted peppers that we spoke about. Now I'm going to put a tablespoon, and it's a spicy pepper. So it's a pepper and herb seasoning. So it is. That goes in there. A little bit of harissa spice. So that's roughly about a tablespoon of that. And that's a really hot spice. Now be careful of that. It originates, I think, in Morocco, but it's a really lovely spice, so it is. So you put them all into your vegetables, and then you put in some a heaped tablespoon, tomato puree, again, some tomatoes. In goes the lentils. Vegetable stock too, so that's roughly about 350 mils of vegetable stock. And just for your listeners, all these recipes will be on your website. So
will you? Oh, buy the book. Do you see what I did there?
I love when you say that. What did you say? I didn't hear you. You're brilliant.
Buy the book.
I love it. Good man.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you. Well, the book has done phenomenally well. And I mean, these two recipes, definitely this recipe is a winner for me personally.
Yeah.
You know, when you haven't made a recipe in a long time and you rediscover and you think, this is so delicious.
Isn't that wonderful?
Tasty.
Yeah, that must be a great feeling.
So, Marty, we'll get back to the cooking. Sorry, now I got a bit sidetracked.
Carry on.
I'll put in, the lentils are in there, the stock is in there, the tomatoes are in there. So that's one can of tomatoes. And then you're going to use roughly about 8 ounces of red lentils. Mm. So put them in there, let them cook, come to the boil. This will be done in about 20-25 minutes. And then at the very end, one can of the black beans. You'll just get them, you know the kind of black turtle beans, any of them that are already cooked. Rinse them, stir them through, a little bit of coriander. And honestly, I had this recently, I had it actually last week, on a little bit of a grilled wrap, a little bit of yogurt, a little bit of shredded iceberg or cos, and it really is. Honestly, I think it's a real delicious dish.
Well, the lentils, of course,
you get lovely texture from the lentils.
They're very good for you. They're very good for you.
They're very healthy, you know.
They are.
They're very inexpensive, Marty, to be absolutely honest with you. These two dishes are not going to break the bank because we're still in January, as you know, and we're trying to keep things nice and simple, but also thinking of a healthy option too. I mean, like, you know, it's a difficult time for everyone. We still got to enjoy food as we do, myself and yourself every week chatting about it. And
that's right.
You know, I think these two recipes are really delicious.
No, they are. That'll be lovely. And the lentils, because if you think about lentils, and I wouldn't have always been a great fan, but by all accounts, protein, calcium, in there. There's a lot of things in there that are very good for you, so that's worth thinking about as well when you're having it. Now, that's fine. So that's the red lentil, black bean, chili and yoghurt, and prior to that, the spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry. It's all very healthy, really. Now, which dead mouse track do you want to pick for this morning? Seeing as you're in your progressive house.
Spice it up, Barty. Pick something spicy.
Avicii, he used to also play some really good stuff. And some of that music is not always the mad dancey stuff. Some of it's actually very, very therapeutic.
Well, I kind of get lost in it a wee bit because, you know, when I'm cooking, I enjoy it. And, you know, like, even when we're prepping, it's like a great buzz from a service, to be honest with you. You know it when you have a good show and you just get lost in music. There's something that just, and it's not for everyone. I know dance music and people are probably a bit surprised and shocked, but for me, it's been a love of mine for many years.
Yeah. I can see you in Blackline now, and the strains of Avicii coming out of the kitchen. Be fantastic.
Better
not tell anybody you have a dead mouse up in Blackline, or people will be going mad.
No,
explain its music.
Definitely don't.
Listen, keep well, Levin. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. All righty.
We'll chat to you next week and have a great weekend. God bless you.
All right. Nevici, they're calling you now. Nevici, very good.